Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Your favorite host is a Trump warrior, is a middle-class warrior, is a silent majority warrior, is a capitalism warrior, and a warrior for freedom. And I had a commentary yesterday, I hope you were tuned in, where my commentary was published today in the Washington Times. About the fact that we're blaming the unvaccinated, and it's got nothing to do with the unvaccinated other than unvaccinated illegal aliens. This entire wave of COVID, this new wave, is due to one thing, an open border and illegal aliens coming through the border. And guess who turned out to be exactly right? That was just a guess. You'd be an idiot to not guess that. This just out, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs an executive order banning ground transportation of migrants after border crossings cause a dramatic rise in COVID cases. What a surprise. Under the new order, only law enforcement officials can transport migrants. They just keep sending them in, and they've got COVID. Those who cross the border illegally and have been released into the interior by Border Patrol will not be able to use any other form of ground transport. Abbott cited the Delta variant and Biden's failure to enforce Title 42. Title 42 was put in place by the CDC during the Trump administration as a way to slow the spread of COVID by allowing CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, to turn migrants away at the border. Texas Governor Abbott on Tuesday gave the Texas National Guard state arrest authority for migrants at the border. He said the order is another attempt to secure the rule of law at our southern border with more manpower. La Jolla police said a migrant family was apprehended by Border Patrol days prior and were released because they were sick with COVID. This report and others caused the county judge to demand Biden stop allowing federal agencies to release COVID-infected migrants into Texas communities. This is what's going on. Here's another article. Biden's Border Patrol dumping COVID-positive illegals in Texas town via local charity. Police in La Jolla, Texas are reporting that illegal immigrants who have tested positive for COVID-19 are being released from federal custody and into the hands of a Catholic charity, which then dumps them in local hotels without notice. Isn't this what I've said from day one? Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing. On July 26th, La Jolla police officer was waved down by a concerned citizen at a Whataburger. The citizen explained to the officer she had observed a family who were not being observant of proper health guidelines. Families coughing and sneezing without covering their mouths, not wearing face masks. The officer approached the family, was told by them they had been apprehended by Border Patrol only days prior and were released because they were sick with COVID-19. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? They just leave them on the side of the road to infect all of us. It was learned the family was housed at the Texas Inn Hotel. Remember when I wrote that commentary months ago? That hotels all over Texas are full with illegal aliens? And people doubted me? They're filled. You can't get a room. All the cheap hotels are being used by the U.S. government to house illegals. While you let soldiers sleep on the floor of a freezing cold parking garage during the inauguration. Disgusting low-life scumbags that run our Democrat Party of the United States of America and now run the government. Low-life communist scumbags that treat our troops like garbage but give a hotel room or a motel room to an... and infect all the American workers in the hotel. And who's dropping them off at the hotels? Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley have booked all the rooms in the hotel to house undocumented immigrants that were detained by Border Control. In response to the report, Hidalgo County Judge Richard F. Cortez, obviously with a name like Cortez, he's Hispanic, but he's smart Hispanic. He's obviously conservative Hispanic, and he doesn't want to die of COVID and bankrupt Texas with the bills from all these illegals. He says, I call on federal immigration officials to stop releasing infected migrants in our community, and I'm further calling on Governor Abbott to return to Hidalgo County the safety tools he took away that would help us slow the spread of this disease. The executive director of the charity confirmed they're placing illegal migrants infected with COVID into hotels, but that the incident has been corrected, and a security guard will keep the migrants inside the hotel. Oh, that's just great. Now there'll be all these sick, COVID-infected migrants, and you'll lock them in like a prison cell, like it won't get out. You know, like lockdowns work so well, because a virus bug doesn't get out, does it? It doesn't go under the floor. It doesn't go through the windows. It's in the air, you idiots. It's amazing. It's just amazing what's going on in the United States of America today. And it's an interesting article. The CDC's hysterical Delta flip-flop might be its final undoing. This is what I say every day. The lies. Before I even read this article, I want to tell you the lies. First, they told you get the vaccine. It's safe, and it's not safe. A lot of people have been injured. A lot of people have died from the vaccine. And people have died of COVID after getting the vaccine. And people have COVID by large numbers after getting the vaccine. So first they told you the vaccine was safe. It's not. Then they told you the vaccine would prevent you from getting COVID. It doesn't. As a matter of fact, lots of people with the vaccine are getting COVID. Now they're admitting that. They even admitted to CDC this morning that you can get the vaccine and then carry COVID and spread it to many others. That the viral load might be larger in people who have the vaccine than don't. The COVID viral load. Amazing. They lie about everything. Then they told you if you get the vaccine, you won't need to wear masks. Now you have to wear masks with the vaccine, which to me is absolute direct proof the vaccine doesn't work or you wouldn't need a mask. And you wouldn't need to worry if someone else got the vaccine or not. So here's the article. I'll bet it talks about the exact same things. The CDC's hysterical Delta flip-flop, I got this at Zero Hedge. The crazy, convoluted, mixed-up messaging from the CDC, and it's been this way since the beginning of the pandemic, has taken yet another turn. Now the CDC is recommending masks, not just for the unvaccinated, but for the vaccinated, too. Wow. This is supposedly because the discovery that the variant known as Delta is making end run around the vaccines, causing not only infections, but infectious spread from people who have been vaccinated. So we have an odd situation developing. The layperson's understanding of a vaccine is that it protects a person against infection, like measles. You don't get measles when you get a measles vaccine. You don't get smallpox or polio when you get a smallpox or a polio vaccine. In other words, you won't get COVID, exactly as President Biden said in a press conference last week. But that's completely untrue. That realization seemed to dawn on people only a few weeks ago as reports from Israel revealed half the new infections listed there were people who had been fully vaccinated. The point, but now they change it, right? We went from believing the whole point of the vaccines was to protect against infection. Now that they realize that's not the case and you could still get sick with COVID, now the point of the vaccines has completely changed. It's now to protect against severe outcomes. Okay, that's reasonable enough, the article says, except that we know the demographics of severe outcomes, and hence the question presents itself, why is the policy priority universal vaccination? None of this makes sense. Now to the great mask conundrum. In May, Anthony Fauci showed up to a Senate hearing, fully vaccinated but wearing a mask. Senator Rand Paul lit into him, claiming this was absurd. Fauci was undermining confidence in the vaccines. We need to give people a reward for being vaccinated, he said. If you can't even take off your mask, why bother? I suspect the CDC listened carefully to this point. See, this is where you get into the fraud. Senator Rand Paul might be one guy, but he's positioned to impact policy because he has unusual access to the public and he's a doctor. Fauci is otherwise only on friendly terms with the media, who listen and adore every pronouncement. Paul has access by virtue of the Senate, and therefore can make a dent in what's actually happening out there. So the CDC became very aware that vaccination rates had flattened. People were listening to Wayne Root. People were listening to Rand Paul. So they weren't getting the vaccine. So the CDC decided it's worth a try. So let's announce a different message that people who are vaccinated no longer need to wear a mask. So Fauci dutifully went on all the talk shows and invited the vaccinated to enjoy all their privileges. He even smiled when he said it. You don't need a mask anymore. So the CDC has now decided that if you got vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. And the children have to wear a mask. Everyone took off their masks and dared authorities to ask for papers. And now they're going to try and ask for papers. It's all gone bad because of the lies. The lies on top of the lies on top of the lies. And I told you why I think it's happening. Because I believe everyone at the CDC and the FDA is on the take from the drug manufacturers. In Las Vegas, all the government employees are corrupt. They all make $100,000 a year, $150,000 a year. Plus all they can steal by taking a piece of contracts. Right? It's all about bribery. You don't think every single federal employee that can get their hands on a contract or make you fear COVID, make you scared to death, which makes you wear masks so they get a cutback, a kickback, a piece of the action for the mask companies, and it makes you want to get the vaccine so they get a kickback and a piece of the action for the vaccine companies. Let's get everyone scared. We'll all get rich. It's all bribery.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If your loved one has passed away...
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with war.
There's so much crazy news. How do you believe anything these people say? You know, do you realize they had a hearing the other day about January 6th, the supposed insurrection, right? And the officer, there was a black cop who testified, and he was crying, I believe, during his testimony about how terrible it all was. And he testified that the Trump supporters used the N-word. They were chanting the N-word. First of all, that's a gosh darn lie. There isn't a Trump supporter in the world that would chant the N-word. You realize that black cop, that Capitol policeman, is a huge BLM activist who supported mass violence in the Kenosha riots. And who takes photos with Nancy Pelosi like she's his best friend. This is the same thing again and again and again. Just like when they tried to basically take Trump out. To take him out of the presidency. They kept getting people who were government employees to lie. They were all Democrats, lifelong Democrats, Democrat donors, Trump haters. And they used them to testify why Trump should lose the presidency, right? You take him right out. During the hearing, police officer Harry Dunn accused Trump supporters of calling him the N-word. And the crowd screaming the N-word at him multiple times. And of course that never happened. But this guy knows that the mainstream media will never question him. But now it turns out Officer Dunn is a Black Lives Matter activist. There's photos of him on social media with Black Lives Matter shirts and Black Lives Matter posters, and his daughter with a Black Lives Matter shirt and a Black Lives Matter poster. Oh, no, he's just so unbiased. He's got no axe to grind. He's a BLM protester. And he's in photos with Nancy Pelosi. And he supported the destruction in Kenosha, Wisconsin, was burned to the ground last year. He said the burning of Kenosha was an appropriate response. So he thinks it's okay for Black Lives Matter to burn a city to the ground, but when Trump supporters don't burn the Capitol building, don't kill anyone, don't hurt anyone, they just peacefully protest, and then the Capitol Police, like him, open the doors and invite them in. And when they go in, they should now be in solitary confinement for 6 months and treated like murderers. Oh, here's another tweet from the same black cop. I hate at Tucker Carlson. What an out-of-touch a-hole that has no clue about anything that doesn't look like him or agree with him. So what you've got is a radical black activist who hates conservatives, who testifies that they chanted the N-word at him during that event. Yeah, right. A couple of letters I got in the last few minutes. August says, ditto, I treat COVID the same way you do. No changes. I go to the gym. I go to the store. I go to church. I'm out. I'm socializing. No mask unless absolutely have to. Haven't worn one now for months, though many people in the same category. She's reacting to what I had said, that I've lived my life completely normal during COVID. I am and always was super clean, personally and household-wise. The year I stopped getting the flu shot was the first year in a long time I didn't get the flu. Isn't that funny? That's what I always say on this show. I've never gotten a flu shot in my life, and I haven't had the flu in 30 years. But everyone that gets the flu, I ask them, oh, by the way, did you have the flu shot? Every one of them says yes. Just had it a week ago. I got the flu. She says, no more flu shots. Same age as you. Know many, many people. Oh, I got lost here. Many people in the same age group as us. Nothing. No COVID. It's all politics. Well, first of all, there is COVID. There's lots of people with COVID. I know lots of people with COVID. I have relatives with COVID. I have people I love with COVID. So there is COVID. But it's not going to kill 99.9% of the people. And she says, I know so many people that have COVID that have no symptoms. I'm sure the test was false positive. This is getting concerning. We're headed for another total lockdown, shutdown that'll kill the economy. You're 100% right. You really need your show to be on nightly TV. It would be a huge help to the American public. Don't back down, Wayne. There are millions and millions of us behind you. Thank you, Augusta. It looks like Augusta is her name, but it's hard to tell on this email. Either Augusta or Augusta Star. And then there's one from Dave. Dave says, Wayne, I have HCQ and zinc on hand. If I get COVID, I'll take these meds, and I will be fine. They could stick their poisonous vaccine up there, you know what. I don't want it. My body, my choice. Whatever happened with that? Dems used to say that all the time. My body, my choice. Thank you, Dave.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling the Senate bipartisan infrastructure agreement a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild the country. In a statement, the president is saying the package will transform America and propel us into the future. The House of Representatives is once again requiring all lawmakers and staff members to wear masks inside. This comes after Congress's top doctor said he was recommending the change because of the new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidance that advises all people, vaccinated and unvaccinated, to wear masks indoors in areas with a high or substantial amount of coronavirus cases. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, not happy with the new move.
In the Senate, you don't have to wear a mask, but in the House, you do, and you get fined if you don't. That doesn't seem to be based on science.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We'll be right back.
and speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, no big deal at all. UK Daily Mail story. Two men develop pus-filled bumps all over their faces as a side effect from the Moderna COVID. This report detailed the case of two California men who developed swelling, crusting, and pus-filled bumps on their face after receiving the Moderna vaccine. Wow. Researchers believe the shot led the men to generate high levels of neutrophils, a type of white blood cell, which caused an immune system overreaction. And I guarantee you this is going on all over the country, not just two men. Plenty of people have it, because they say earlier this year, this is not the first time Moderna recipients have reported skin reactions. Earlier this year, some people reported developing COVID arm, described as itchy or swollen skin 7 to 10 days after being immunized. So it's about, you know, what it does to the immune system. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Because cyber criminals and government and even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that were hacked, including that gas pipeline company? People didn't have any gas in their house anymore for a few days. Remember how the NSA spied on Tucker Carlson's emails and Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? And here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted and your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP? It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. Three different plans to meet your family needs, your business needs, your personal needs, starting at only $6.95 a month. And when you use the code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, you get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com, patriotvpn.com. So $6.95 a month and 3 months free when you say WAR, patriotvpn.com. Okay, so I was talking about the fact that on January 6th, it was like a nothing. It wasn't a riot. It was a nothing. It was a peaceful event. And then suddenly Antifa infiltrated, guys dressed in black, broke a few windows. All of a sudden, everything turned to, you know, mixed up crisis situation. Everybody's yelling and screaming. They're blowing whistles. Police are opening the doors and saying, come on in. People went in. Nothing like Black Lives Matter, where they burned cities to the ground and burned stores and looted stores and killed people and hurt policemen. And by the way, there is a study out that shows far more Americans are concerned and want an investigation about Black Lives Matter riots than about the riot on January 6th. But even more important, the National Police Association comes out today and publicly slams Pelosi's January 6th dog and pony show and calls for an investigation of the Floyd riots that resulted in 1,000 times more damage. Black Lives Matter Antifa mobs caused over $1 billion in damage in cities across America in May 2020. And by the way, I've always heard it was $2 billion. First time I've seen it listed as $1 billion. I think it's $2 billion. In Minneapolis alone, Black Lives Matter mobs damaged or destroyed over 1,500 businesses and buildings. Over 700 police officers injured in BLM riots. Again, I've seen the figure 2,000 policemen injured many times. But again, these things are all over the internet, and who knows which one is right. But over, here it is, 700 cops were injured in BLM riots just in the month of June 2020. So there were 2,000 injured overall. BLM was linked conservatively, 91% of the riots that resulted in the most expensive property damage in U.S. insurance history. And Democrats incited them. They talk about Trump inciting January 6th. Who do you think incited these guys? Kamala Harris told them, go ahead and riot some more. And the Democrat riots resulted in a massive surge of homicides in cities across the United States. In comparison, the January 6th so-called insurrection caused about $1 million in damages. And we're not sure how much of that was FBI informants and Antifa infiltrating the crowd. But that's around 1/1000th of the damages of the George Floyd Democrat riots. 4 Trump supporters were killed that day. One of them shot in the neck by police in cold blood. How's that Trump's fault? How's that Trump supporter's fault that a Trump supporter shot in the neck by a policeman, by a Capitol policeman? On Wednesday, the National Police Association spokesman Betsy Branner Smith said the Pelosi Commission is a dog and pony show and called for an investigation of hundreds of George Floyd riots that caused mayhem and destruction across America. I like it. She said that people need to see police officers go through horrible things, and January 6th was a horrible thing for some of those officers. But quite frankly, I find this whole January 6th commission, frankly, a dog and pony show. It doesn't tell the whole story. Myself, like millions of Americans, sat there watching the testimony thinking, wait, where are the police officers who appeared to let some of the protesters in? Where's the police officer shot Ashley Babbitt? In fact, why aren't we talking about Ashley Babbitt? I mean, there's so much more here. So once again, I'm always pro-police, and the police are on our side, and I think that's great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Police on our side, except for the Capitol Police. They're, of course, run by the horrible mayor of Washington, D.C., who painted Black Lives Matter in the streets. These are just terrible people. They were all out to get Trump. I want to make sure you know that I started the show by talking about the fact that COVID is caused, in my opinion, again, it's an opinion show and it's my opinion, COVID is caused by illegal aliens. COVID is caused by the open border. COVID is caused by Biden. He's responsible. It's his problem. It's his mess. It's his disease. He's the COVID president. He opened those borders while he was telling us to be afraid of COVID. He opened the borders and let literally 1.1 million illegals into our country since January. And I'm telling you, they're filled with COVID. And no sooner I say it, the story's out. They're dropping them off at the Texas border, and they've got COVID. And the story's out. Governor Abbott is now saying they've got COVID. And they're literally spreading COVID in Texas. And by the way, I opened the show by saying the Biden administration forces Border Patrol agents to wear masks as they watch thousands of illegals untested for COVID parade into the country each week without masks. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Nothing makes any sense that's going on. You know? Where's my story on Kevin McCarthy? Here it is. Kevin McCarthy. Another interesting story. Kevin McCarthy, who I don't even like. I've never liked him. He's just too rhino for me. But Kevin McCarthy says that the CDC mask rules are based on a vaccine not even approved in America. In a fiery speech on the House floor today, he dismantled the House mask mandate. Yeah, of course he's mad at that. Is he mad about the mask mandate for the rest of us? Like the mask mandate of Nevada now? By Steve Sisolak? Just because he's overweight, probably a prime candidate to get COVID? Just because he's obese means the rest of us have to wear masks the rest of our lives? We don't fear it. I'm thin. I don't have to fear it. I'm not going to die from it. I could get COVID tomorrow. I won't die from it. But Steve Sisolak is an obese governor. So he's got to impose a mask mandate on us. Nobody complains about that. Kevin McCarthy says nothing. But he's mad because they're telling you got to wear a mask on the House floor. He's mad about that. Fiery speech. Don't you think the same thing applies for us as you? He says, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy dismantled the House mask mandate and the Centers for Disease Control's reversion to previous restrictions, reiterating that the guidance is based on research in India on a vaccine not even approved in the United States. I just left speaking with Dr. Moynihan from the House. He said he used the CDC recommendation on a report that hasn't been printed yet, referencing the physician's decision to recommend congressional members and staff wear well-fitted super masks while inside if other individuals are present. He did not know the report is based upon India about a vaccine that's not approved in America. And now he did not know that it didn't even pass peer review. That's why vaccinated people in this house now have to wear a mask. There is no science, but I guess the speaker must not have known that. Why wouldn't the speaker know the facts? Do you know what frustrates Americans the most? Hypocrisy, he said, noting how officials have jumped all over the map, first telling Americans not to wear masks, only to advise them to do so, at one point recommending double masking, then telling it was safe to take them off if they're vaccinated, now told, after getting vaccinated, you got to put it back on again. What they hate is hypocrisy when you break your own rules, kind of like telling America you can't get your own haircut, but you get caught on camera doing it, referring to Nancy Pelosi's infamous salon getaway, hair salon getaway, last year, as everyone else remained locked down and restricted. McCarthy said he witnessed Pelosi break her own rules twice just today alone, as she stood in a crowded room without a mask covering her face 24 hours after imposing a mask mandate, which is based upon a study in India, based upon a vaccine that is not approved in America, that didn't pass peer review. Could this be a plan to try to keep our schools closed? He said, and worst of all, this administration, and now this house has broken the country's trust. And he's right, nobody trusts them. No one believes a word Fauci says, or the CDC says, unless you're a brainwashed, brain-dead Democrat with dementia, like the President of the United States. Who, by the way, today Biden gave a speech, said there's three reasons I wanted to be president, and he forgot one of them. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to answer your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation. EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
America's founders knew power. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, we may all have to move. We may all have to move to red Republican states like Texas and Florida. Can't stay in a state with crazy people like our obese Governor Sisolak, who wants us all to be locked down and masked for the rest of our lives because he's afraid of COVID. Who knows how much money he makes in bribes for destroying our towns so China can come in and buy it cheap. All the flights he takes to China on his private jet. What's he discussing there? What a joke. What a joke. I'll tell you about other governors and how they react to masks and vaccines in great places with red Republican states and red Republican governors in a minute. Let me mention Energized Health. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. That's it. It's that simple. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one free offer only good through the end of the month. So that means through Friday. Successful people take action. So get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It'll change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to energizedhealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, energizedhealth.com. All right, so let's talk about governors in other states. Republican governors are starting to speak out against what is becoming almost daily flip-flopping by the CDC, who is now once again advocating everybody wear face masks, including all the kids in school, even though the kids' chance of dying from COVID is zero. I told you a few days ago about the John Hopkins University study of 45,000 kids under the age of 21. 45,000 of them with COVID, and not one of them died if they didn't have childhood leukemia. So why do kids have to wear masks, and why do kids have to be vaccinated? Several governors said their respective states would break from the CDC's recommendation and not return to the mask mandates. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts railed against the CDC. The CDC's new guidance suggesting vaccinated people wear masks indoor flies in the face of the public health goals that should guide the agency's decision-making. The state of Nebraska will not be adopting their mask guidance. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, who sometimes is a bit of a rhino, by the way, said public health officials in Arizona across the country have made it clear the best protection against COVID is the vaccine. I disagree with that. Today's announcement by the CDC will unfortunately only diminish confidence in the vaccine. I agree with that. Because why would you get a vaccine when you have to wear a mask, which proves the vaccine doesn't work? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he trusts parents to make the best choice for their kids. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's office spoke out. Greg Abbott has been clear that the time for government mandating of masks is over. Now is the time for personal responsibility. Every Texan has the right to choose whether they will wear a mask or have their children wear masks. Wow, all good stuff. Like I said, Florida, Texas, Arizona, Nebraska. Iowa Governor Kim Richards also spoke out, calling the new rules not grounded in reality or common sense. I'm concerned this guidance will be used as a vehicle to mandate masks in states and schools across the country, something I do not support. And, of course, the wonderful South Dakota Governor, Kristi Noem, said the CDC shifts their position again. South Dakota's cases remain low. If you're worried about the virus, you're free to get vaccinated, wear a mask, or stay home. But we won't be mandating anything. And the CDC's inconsistency does not help the American people. And then you've got a governor I can't stand, Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey, a Republican who blamed unvaccinated people the other day, liar, for the spread of COVID. Blame illegal aliens, you moron. You rhino moron. But even she said she would not be taking additional steps to mandate the vaccine. There are those who believe government should mandate the vaccine or we should bribe people to take it. That's not going to happen in my state, no matter how many times the media ask me. Wow, there are some great Republican governors out there. Even the ones I don't like who are rhinos are still better than these horrid Democrat governors, these terrible people that want to take over our lives and control our lives, control freaks. Not to mention, they want all the illegals they can get in these Democrat states. Bring them all in. Bring every illegal in the world in with COVID while you blame us, patriots, who don't have COVID for COVID. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And this is happening as USA Today scrubs a passage from an article suggesting vaccinated individuals may spread COVID with higher levels of the virus. Vaccinated individuals may have higher levels of the virus than unvaccinated, and they're spreading COVID. And as far as unvaccinated, the unvaccinated who are spreading it are illegal aliens that Democrats are purposely bringing in our country. They're making us sick. They're flying them free all over the country, just as I said in my commentary. And they're making them stay in hotels. And they're giving everybody COVID. And they're dropping them in your kids' schools. And they're going shopping in your supermarkets. And they're giving you COVID. Their bodies are destroyed and diseased. Why? They're the poorest people in the world from the worst countries in the world. They're undernourished. They're starving. They've taken long trips to get to America. They don't own anything. Forget about taking vitamins. Forget about working at a gym. They don't have a pencil. Good luck to their immune system. And you let them in our country, and the medical bill's on us. See you tomorrow.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.